throughout it, it goes through Scott and me
mm-hmm.
to look over and approve.
So, we don't regulate easements, but if they wanted to include those on the plat I signed as their legal way to record them, that'd be fine. Or they could do a separate document of an easement document. So this is just saying they have to do one or the other.
One or the other?
One or the other, okay. For easements.
Would Board of Adjustments or the P&Z have the authority to make it less than what's in this requirement, what's in the...
No. They would just record a preliminary plat, and then the final plat comes through our office, and then I'd go through the checklist to make sure. And if this was how, I would have to be diligent to get with Devin to make sure either they have the other recorded easement document or they're putting those easements on the plat. Because each plat would be different.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of plats that they just record a 10-foot front utility easement anyway. But you're wanting one specific to Road and Bridge for your ability.
Primarily, if they're going outside of
the road.
Exactly.
Right.
And doing improvements that are related to the road.
These drainage ditches in
that's mainly why I want to incorporate it.
And it is a temporary construction easement, so upon completion of construction, it would go back to the landowner. It would not become permanent right away. It would just show that during the construction process, the contractor has gained approval from the legal landowner to be doing it.
We've got to do that quite often when we're doing projects because we have to get off of the right of way sometimes to be able to complete it.
Mm-hmm.
Page 11, section 14 is the next change, and then we have one item we talked about this morning, possibly adding to that. So section 14 under gated communities and private communities. Originally, it said private streets and gated or private communities are encouraged to construct their roadway infrastructure to the same design requirements and specifications as public improvements. If the communities are not built in the standards, they may not be taken into the county maintenance program. We changed that verbiage under section 14, item 1 there. Private streets and gated communities shall be constructed to adhere to the same design requirements and specifications as public improvements. And that's a bit of a discussion item there. We changed the encourage to shall. The primary driver for that is if somebody builds a development and then wants to turn it over to the county road system, it becomes was it built to the same standard as they would expect or not, and so by changing that to shall, as it would go through the planning and zoning process, then it would have to be shown to be built in accordance with the county road standards. We've also, we were talking this morning, and we can work with Travis on the final wording, but adding a part 2, private streets that the owner requests to become part of the public road system shall be in accordance with the design requirements. Roads not meeting these design requirements will require improvements to be completed before consideration. Again, that just kind of comes back to if the county might take over the development at some point in time as far as the maintenance on the road system, we want to ensure that it's a quality road system.
I thought in the change of this, that was going to be if they were to be, it must be built according to the road, to the requirements and specification, if they're going to be taken into the county road. Like if I were doing a subdivision mm-hmm. and did not build it according to the specifications of the county, then I could not be taken in. If in 10 years I come and want to be taken into the county system, you'd be looking back and say, no, this was not built to the standards. So the developer would know at the time they were building, if they ever wanted to mm-hmm. be taken in the county system, they had to build it according to the county standards. Or is this not saying if I'm a...
The second part that he read there tries to address that.
The second part would address that. The first part, though, I may have misunderstood, so I apologize. The first part would require any subdivision built, once this is approved, regardless of if I planned for it to be or not, to be brought up to county road, to be, not brought up, sorry. Let me back up there. Any new road or new subdivision to be built to standard. Existing roads and existing subdivisions are grandfathered in already. But even if I did not plan on turning this over to the county, the way it's worded right now would require it to be built to county standard. Now we may want to change that, and that's why we're having this discussion, to gather everybody's input and make sure that we cover everything. There's two sides to that coin. One is if I'm a developer, I may not want to build it to county road standards for cost or for various reasons. On the other side of that coin, there's many developments that were never planned to be part of the county system that then people end up trying to add to the county system after the original developer passes away unexpectedly or something happens, economy, various reasons. But it still may end up where you have a lot of citizens who want you to take it over as a county. And so it puts you in a very tough spot. There's no developer left hardly to fall back on, or they file for bankruptcy. And the citizens are saying, please take my road. Come on, I'm a county citizen. You owe it to me to take my road. That's where it's tough.
But then the county's saying it must be brought up to the standards.
Yes.
Before we can take it.
And if we have a different verbiage, it will make it rough, like on me when Scott has me figure the bond. I've got to have something to go by, shall or should. You know, you can figure it either way. It would make a big difference on the dollar amount for the bond, correct?
Right.
By figuring it, shall is telling me, yeah, I have to figure it to the road standard. You know, if you got should or encouraged, you know, I could cut the amount of rock in half, the amount of hot mix, and, you know.
I would expect you being the road and bridge administrator, you figured according to the road standards.
Well, according to our book here, I'll read it to you so you understand how that relationship's between our subdivision regs. So in our subdivision regs, under required improvements, streets, unless otherwise approved by the planning commission, all streets shall be public streets, unless approved by the planning commission. So public streets shall be designed and constructed in accordance with the Taney County Road Standards. So our road standards fall for public streets. Then under private streets, it says private streets shall be constructed in accordance with the Taney County Road Standards. They say they are encouraged to bring private streets. So that's where we're trying to change the word from encouraged, which then Devin would have no idea. Are they going to just use chat? Are they going to use the 3-inch black base? So they could do whatever they wanted under the current standard.
But did you read that again? Do you not say shall be?
No, yeah. But their road standards say encourage. No. So if they change that to shall, private streets will have to be built to the Taney County Road Standards.
But then they go right back to the Taney County Highway Administrator reserves the right to amend the road standards on a case-by-case basis as needed and can overrule that.
Correct.
So shall goes away then.
Yes. They say shall. The old road standards say encouraged. So we wanted to move that in line. So both of the, they say you shall meet the road standards. We say yes, you shall meet the road standards. But there is a caveat. No matter what, due to our disclaimer, on the front there, regardless of what it is in the entire document, the County Highway Administrator reserves the right, to amend the road standards on a case-by-case basis. Of course, the County Road Administrator would be held, responsible, not necessarily personally, but, if they start issuing any variances or very many variances, I'm sure that, it would raise a flag with the commission. And
he'd probably berating it to the commission if he was going to make an exception.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that would hopefully be the checks and balances in that system that they would, Devin, in, let's just say 20 years from now, hopefully we update the document before then, but 20 years from now, if this document's not updated, whoever's in that role would still bring it, you know, they would bring that to light if they were going to do a variance throughout their weekly update to the commission. Mm-hmm. And then the commission would ultimately say, wait a second, why would you issue a variance for that? And could have a discussion at that point. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to make special light of that page 11 change to shall, because it is a change. I want to make sure you're aware of it.
Help me understand for sure, Scott, is I know in past they could go to the Board of Adjustments, you know, for a variance on something. But on this, what you read there says shall meet the standards, the road standards.
So the way I read that, it has to meet this document before this was changed, the old one.
Okay.
But in that old document, it says private streets are encouraged. So if they put down chat, they're meeting the road standards. This doesn't mean they have to put the curb and gutter and the pavement. That shall just means that they'll meet private road building in the old document, which now is encouragement.
But now your document reads shall meet these standards. So those standards, if they're made to shall,
yeah,
then you're saying it shall have the asphalt, yeah, private and public.
Correct.
And they cannot then go to BOA for...
They can apply. I don't know
they
what
can.
The basis would be. They have that state statute for BOA that they have to try to match. I don't know how they could.
I think if I was a developer wanting to make an appeal, the proper channel for making an appeal of that would be to go through the county highway administrator,
mm-hmm,
and request basically a formal appeal, or say, hey, I'd like to appeal this portion. I'd like to amend the road standards on a case-by-case basis. Here's my case for that. And then the county road administrator would bring that before the commission along with that person if they felt that it was warranted. If it was completely unwarranted and obviously didn't make any sense, they might dismiss me and say, I can't stand behind that. But if I made a valid argument, then they would bring it up the ladder, so to speak.
Well, like even now with the way it's written, like we, you know, had developers starting the subdivision and he was not making his roads according to standards wide enough, not the 50 foot. And, we went to them and said, if you do not make your roads wider in the width to match the road standards, then we can't take it into the county road system. The developer thought that would cost him too much money and so forth, but after thinking in it deeper, he suddenly decided, and so he made them according to the road standards. So he was doing that under the assumption that he was going to have to make them according to the road standards or we wouldn't take them in.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The primary issue, I think, just becomes whenever you have a developer who is not concerned about the county taking the roads over at some point in time, which in that essence you have two different types. You have one that I wholeheartedly believe I'm going to maintain this as a private community forever, and I don't ever I mean well and good with that. Or you have the I might be belly up by the end of the month anyways, or I'm just worried about selling subdivisions, and that sounds like your problem tomorrow. And those are the two types. That one, you may never have an issue, but unfortunately, that second one, a lot of counties across the state have that same story where the roads aren't up to standards. The citizens want help. The county wants to help, but it's a huge burden for the county to just take over all these roads that aren't up to par, so to speak, and they don't have hardly anybody left on the hook anymore after 5 or 10 years to figure it out after the bonds have expired and everything else is gone.
What I think I'm hearing then is for the protection of the citizens.
Yes. Yeah.
The shall will protect the citizens. The encourage will help them.
Thank you.
And then... page 13, section 2, we've got the variance, the way it was wrote. We changed it to say, should a request for design variance occur after plat approval, that and this causes nonconformance with the plat, planning and zoning will have to approve the amended plat. And so primarily that's just if somebody wants to make a change after they've gone through planning and zoning and amend the road standards, Devin could say, we're okay with We're okay with this design change or this design variance. Let's say it's on a driveway with something small, and we did approve it through the county, and he brought it to you. The planning and zoning would still have to say, yes, we're okay.